For the past few weeks, Robert Fisher has argued online statements revealed by the Daily Beast website, including comments deriding women's intelligence and detailing ways for men to dodge rape accusations and questioning if rape itself was wholly bad, have been misconstrued. He's never hated women, Fisher assured the committee under oath, adding that the reporting that brought his comments to light was shoddy.
A lot of convenient reporting to play into partisan politics. And I'm disappointed that that's where it's gone. But I'm more than happy to get back to work and make sure that we can concentrate on what matters, not wasting everyone's time on this.
Citing a work obligation, Fisher left about halfway through the two-hour hearing, but he did stick around long enough to witness plenty of testimony, all of it negative, some of it sweeping. Stratum Representative Deborah Altshuler cast Fisher as simply a particularly glaring example of misogyny she says is too common in Concord.
I am here today to assert that Representative Fisher not only contributes to that rape culture we experience here in the House, but he is a purveyor of rape culture in our state and in our nation. It is our responsibility in this body to work with vigilance to eradicate this vile scourge from our ranks and from our state.
Most who testified, lawmakers and citizens, were women. But Brian Harlow of Concord told the committee what struck him about Robert Fisher was a coldness.
I didn't see or hear any contrition. I saw no empathy. I saw no compassion.
How these hearings end for Robert Fisher may hinge on how compassionate his colleagues feel. The charge of the committee is to choose between four options: no action, reprimand, censure, and expulsion, and make a recommendation to the full House. As he left the hearing, Representative Fisher assured reporters he remains confident.
I believe that this hearing has been fair. I believe that the truth will be decided.
The House Legislative Administration Committee has until next week to decide that truth. The full House will vote on any recommendation June 1st. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.